Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much for joining us and tuning back in again. We're broadcasting live from the HIM16 conference here in sunny Las Vegas from the Sands Expo and Convention Center. My next guest, Stuart Hansen, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Consumer Payment Solutions for Change Healthcare. Welcome to the show, Stuart.
Thanks, Justin. Good to be here.
When did you get in town?
I got into town Sunday night.
And where'd you fly in from?
From Chicago.
Excellent.
You can hear the cough in my voice.
Yeah.
I've still got a little winter cough.
Well, a lot of us have got that cough.
Absolutely.
I live in Atlanta, and our house is under renovation. So I've been living with my sister-in-law and her family, and then they all took our godson down to Disney World last weekend. Came back with
every germ on the planet,
And then decided to give it to me and the entire house. And so then I actually quickly moved out. I had to jump on antibiotics. So, you know, finally. Then, coming into here, you don't want to be sick coming into 43,000 people.
No. Bad place to do that.
Yeah. But I'm glad to have you on the air today. So talk a little bit about, the common theme that we're having for the show is trends in healthcare and health IT. So what are the top trends that you're seeing from your perspective in healthcare, health IT?
Yeah, the biggest things affecting our clients right now that we're dealing with directly in my business is really the rise in consumer-directed healthcare.
Love it.
High-deductible health plans, and really the impact that that's having on provider revenue cycle. We've been very involved in some of the other HIMSS work with the RCI Task Force. Organizations are trying to figure out how to reinvent themselves, right?
Right.
To optimize around consumer collections, upfront collections, as opposed to back-end commercial and government reimbursements. Yep. So that's the biggest thing that our clients are really dealing with.
So diving into that, because the whole consumeristic side of healthcare and the consumerization of healthcare is near and dear to my heart. Let's dive into that one piece. So what are some of the, I guess, ways that you address it and then some of the best practices to that? So how do you address that with your audience? And from when I say address specific functionalities or products, how do you go about that?
Yeah, we're really linking together a lot of the front office capabilities around estimation with back-end payment capabilities so that it's all integrated from a provider's perspective, which beefs up the consumer experience. Because I think what most providers are starting to realize more and more is that that linkage between a good financial experience is very important if they really want a good net promoter score and good payment and good referrals from those patients.
That's fantastic. So what are some of the best practices that you guys help and partner with organizations around? What are those best practices?
Yeah, really linking a lot of the front-end eligibility information patient estimation and patient payment so that you can not only try to understand what a consumer is going to owe and change your process to consult with those consumers or patients when they're in the office, but actually drive a payment experience from that right up front and avoid all of the back-end or a lot of the back-end collections costs, which is what's really eating up a lot of revenue.
I don't know if this is in your purview or not, but what I try to eke out and from my conversations is best practices. But do you help them with revenue enhancements? I mean, not only collecting more and clearing that claim or the eligibility in the front end.
We do.
But talk a little bit about that, because that's near and dear to, obviously, a lot of hearts for healthcare.
Yeah, we've got a revenue optimization business that really helps providers determine whether or not they're coding things properly and they're coding them for all the services they're providing to maximize the reimbursement and also maximize the billable events that they're performing. And that allows them to benchmark themselves and also understand what's going to get denied so that they can avoid the rework before they even have to submit claims.
No, that's the smarter side of healthcare, and that's I'm very big on that just because care providers are under enough pressure, no matter if you're in a large health system, a hospital, or even a single doc practice, everybody's under a lot more pressure before, so they've got to look to, how do you work smarter rather than harder?
Right.
So looking for the right partners and all that, so I think that's fantastic. So, if you do a speaking engagement in front of 100 hospitals, what would be the two or three best practices that you would say, this is what you need to focus on in 2016 or 2017? What are some of those best practices?
Yeah, I mean, number one is really trying to retool the revenue cycle to be more patient-centric, and we're doing a lot of work with the HIMSS Task Force around that. And number two is to try to do everything they can to do a better job of collecting and communicating what the financial responsibility is going to be up front, even before they provide the care, to avoid customer, patient surprises down the road. Those are probably the number two things, one and two things that we're working on with.
Okay, looking out over 2016 and 2017, and I always like to, I added this question in late yesterday because someone asked it of me, a bold health IT prediction for 2016, 2017. What do you think, if you look at the crystal ball of the industry?
I think you're going to see a lot more innovation in the revenue cycle space.
I agree.
I think you've got a lot of clients that are dealing with 1980s technology, and they've tried to bolt on you know, 5, 6, 8 things in the past 10 years to try to deal with this trend to get ahead of it. And you simply can't keep bolting on to old technology. So I think you're going to see a lot of organizations really try to outsource more components of the back office technology function, and also just kind of revamp the way they manage the revenue cycle from the get-go.
Yeah, actually, I just wrote a kind of an opinion piece before we came into HIM 16 on exactly that point.
Is that right?
I think that with the complexity where alternative payment models are going, providers being forced into at-risk contracts, or even if they're not being forced into it, they can't ignore them. They've got to understand that they're on their way. They're going to be on their doorstep. Yeah. So look at, and there's no offense to anybody, but you probably don't have the expertise on your team.
Right.
So look for the right partners in the industry to bring in this expertise. IC10 was one component, and if you navigated that hurdle, terrific, fantastic. That's just the tip of the iceberg with what's coming at you for payment reform and needing to navigate these new payment models. So I just kind of, I put this piece together with kind of the 5 or 6 best practices and what to look for in a partner, and what to expect and why to do it. Don't tackle this alone. Don't go it alone. You're going to lose revenue. I promise you, your biller does not understand the complexities of the future of healthcare. No, how great that biller is.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So, or that billing team is. So I think that's fantastic. So what else do you hope to accomplish over the next day or so with HIMSS annual conference?
You know, we've got a whole bunch of meetings, but particularly tomorrow we're finishing the unveiling of the Revenue Cycle Improvement Task Force.
Excellent.
Work that group has been doing.
Yep.
So I'll give them a quick shout out while we're on the air.
Yeah.
It's just a great collection of 60, 70 people that are volunteering their time to really help kind of shape a vision for where Revenue Cycle can go.
Yep.
All under the HIMSS umbrella, and your staff here at HIMSS has just been fantastic coordinating that.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. So also, because when Steve Elward from your team reached out to me, talk about the size of Change Healthcare, because you guys were MDON, correct?
Yeah, we were. Yes.
And now you're Change Healthcare. So talk about the breadth and depth of Change Healthcare, because you're large, very large.
Yeah, we are. And it's kind of even overwhelming to me after having been here for a year.
Yeah.
I joined from Citigroup and really had no
real... That's a small company, too.
Yeah, just a small company, small bank. Yeah. But had no idea just how deep we go into every part of the healthcare continuum. So we've got deep products, deep relationships on the payer side, on the provider side, technology outsourcing side, channel partner side.
Yeah.
It's quite an extensive business.
How many employees?
I want to say it's about 6,000 employees.
Okay. Excellent. Yep. Well, Stuart, thank you very much for joining me on air, and I hope you guys, you and Change Healthcare, have a great rest of the conference.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.